Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you to experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Rick Hayes, psychic medium and life consultant, about living life supernaturally. Rick will also be taking your calls to connect with your loved ones who have passed on. The call-in number is 800-930-2819. We'll be taking your calls later in the hour, but write the number down, 800-930-2819. But as always, I want to start with our healing meditation for the week. And given the topic of this week's show, I'm going to have us send love and healing energy to anyone who is still grieving a loved one who has passed on. So let's go ahead and begin. You can close your eyes. Take a deep breath in. Just send out all that love and healing energy to anyone who's still grieving. Take one more deep breath in to anchor that in, and thank you for participating in that. Well, for the last 2 months, you've been hearing all about me getting my house ready to sell, putting it on the market, getting ready to move, and my actual moving, and I am really, truly moved as of last Wednesday, I guess, was officially when I moved. And I'm really loving my location in downtown Seattle. It's a very different experience, but exactly what I was looking for. And I have such a beautiful view from my apartment. I posted some pictures on Facebook. So if you want to see my view, and we're having a beautiful sunny summer in Seattle, go to my Facebook page, The Laura Longley Show, and you can see those pictures. It's really pretty fun. I also want to let you know that we've expanded the show to be not only every Tuesday, but also every Monday, except the second Monday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And it's got a slightly different format than Tuesday's show in that on Tuesday's show, we do the last 15 minutes, we do the light bulb moment. Well, on Monday's show, the last 15 minutes, we're going to be doing, well, we have been doing so far already, call in for intuitive coaching and tarot reading. So just keep that in mind on Mondays. If you want to get a little bit of guidance the last 15 minutes of the show, you can do that. Now, You know, having made this shift in where I'm living, I'm also making other shifts in my life. I don't have a car with me anymore. And so now I'm walking and riding the bus everywhere. I did take a Zip car yesterday to go into the studio for Monday's show. But one thing I really noticed on Saturday, I took my car over to a friend's house to leave it until I get it sold. And riding the bus back into Seattle, it was a route that I take quite frequently, probably at least once every week or every 2 weeks. And riding the bus, I saw a lot of things that I don't notice when I'm driving, because when I'm driving, my focus is on staying safe and driving safely. And then I noticed it again yesterday. I rode the bus to my Body Talk practitioner, and it was really interesting to me on these routes that I go on all the time, the things I noticed when I was riding the bus that I didn't notice when I was driving. And so this week's light bulb moment at the end of the show, what I'm going to be talking about is ways that you can get a different perspective on things in life too. And yesterday's guest was Byron Katie, and she's all about the turnaround and seeing things from a different perspective. And so we'll talk about changes you can make in your daily life and also how to use the turnaround in your daily life. And that'll be the light bulb moment at the end of the show. Well, Rick has been waiting as I go through all these announcements, so let me introduce him to you. Rick Hayes is a psychic medium and life consultant with unique abilities. Rick consults on a daily basis with those that have questions on life and the life after. Since 2003, Rick has brought inspiration and life-changing insight to thousands through personal consultations, media appearances, and speaking engagements. He's appeared on numerous radio and television shows that include the Sci-Fi Channel, Travel Channel, Chiller Channel, Sirius Satellite Radio, CBS Radio, and Fox TV. Let's welcome Rick Hayes to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Rick.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, Laura. How are you this afternoon?
Well, it's afternoon in Seattle. I think it's afternoon where you are, too, although you said you were in the twilight zone between, what, Central and Eastern time zone?
Yes. You know, I just, everyone asked me, they say, you know, Rick, well, you know, would you happen to know the time? And I would reply, I would say, yes, it is a great time to live today.
So, yeah, what, you know, reminds me of that old Chicago song. Does anybody really know what time it is?
There you go. There you go.
So you were at an event over the weekend, and why don't you just share a little bit about what you do when you are at one of these events?
Well, we travel extensively all over the country, and it is a tremendous opportunity for me, and just another a gift that I've been given to be able to travel and share about life everlasting. And this past weekend, I was in Louisville, Kentucky, and there was a at that event, I was there to, you know, as we shared before we went on air, for me, it is an opportunity. It's sharing friendships instead of going and being a speaker or doing a gallery event that I did this past weekend. It's more about sharing the friendships. But at this particular event, I spoke about the two dark energies that had the tendency throughout my life to be a part of my life that I took control of. I also spoke about the four, what I call the fantastic four, the four tools that I utilize in my life. Especially when I go on any investigations. And then I also had the opportunity that night, as we talked a little bit before we went on air, that I had what we call a connections gallery. Many would call them readings, or a friend of mine likes to call them session readings. But basically what it is, it's a group of 30 to 50 individuals at this event. And it's a small gathering, and we sit down and for 2 hours, I just simply connect with loved ones who have transited into their body of spirit and still around us and still guiding us and helping us in our life. And the most, which is, of course, the majority of them would be family members. We connect with them, and we share messages. And, you know, on this particular one, we had the opportunity, as I shared with you, we're still receiving correspondence from those who attended. and, you know, receiving from them that they had received the validations, they went home and received the validations of their loved one, or they had spoke with another loved one. For example, a mom spoke to a mom about their grandmother, and all the and all these things that we shared that evening was validated. And you know, I even had to, I had a physical sign, as I shared with you, Laura. I was wearing my boots, which is quite fashionable, I must add, and they were. And they were, you know, they're laced up, and I always double knot them because I'm up there for, you know, for 2 hours, and I don't want to trip over my shoelaces. And I literally felt something in my right foot going on, and I looked down, and sure enough, the double knotted laces down my shoe had been untied, and my laces had been completely untied. And then again, this is their way of saying hello, we are here. And so that was quite fascinating, but just an enjoyable weekend.
So I have a question for you about, you know, the spirits that are around us, and, you know, mostly family members or other loved ones. Do you have an opinion about why some of, you know, why there are certain ones around us and not others?
Well, it depends. For me, it all depends on your life and what's going on in your life in that particular time. I truly feel that our loved ones are around us. It's just that, there may be something going on. For example, as you were growing up, your mom may have been the person to go to help you in a certain situation, where vice versa, your dad may have been a better person at that time. They're always around us. It's just, they will come to us and visit with us, or they will be there for us. And it may be a certain individual at that particular time.
Well, it's time for us to take a break. But when we come back, I want to talk some more about the afterlife and how it relates to our current life here. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is psychic medium and life consultant Rick Hayes, talking about the afterlife. And before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to find Rick. So, Rick, can you give your contact info for listeners?
Yes, we have a website that is very, it's a lot of fun to go there, so go check it out. It's lifegift.com. I'll spell that for you. It's LifeGift, lifegift.com. Right there you'll find everything we got going on, which is always a lot.
Well, that's good. A lot is good.
It's just a fun life. That's what I've got to share again. I've got a great team, and we've all worked together. We've been together, for years, and just a lot of fun in life.
Well, fun is important, and we were talking about that on the break that, already we're having lots of laughter during this show, and I just think that that's an important part of life.
It really is. I mean, I shared over the weekend how, it's scientific fact. It is a fact of life that positive overcomes negative each and every time, and if you just remain positive and get that positive energy and continue to surround yourself and embrace yourself with that and express it out, with words, and the positive will overcome the negative every time.
Right. Well, I totally agree with that. So I want to ask you a little bit. We were talking just before the break about, why certain spirits are around us at certain times in our lives. And so, for us that are here in what we call living right now, what is happening in our life now, or how we live this life, how is that connected to the afterlife?
Well, first of all, I truly feel that when we are created, we're given many gifts in life, and including the gift of choice, where we have the opportunity to choose how we're going to live our life. And we also have the opportunity to have the ability to know that our loved ones are around us. There are those that have transcended from their body of spirit into the body of spirit. But as we're growing up, we're told that many things, it's a coincidence, it's imagination,
right,
and start blocking me. So, I share this, and this is the reason why I wrote one of the books, is because, so many come to me and ask me about the life after, but I immediately share with them, before you can truly understand the life after, you must first understand and embrace the value of life daily, and in other words, life here, because it's all one. It's what you're growing here, how you're growing here, what you're experiencing here, what you're learning here, the value that you get in your life here is going to transcend. When you transcend to your body of spirit, you simply will continue and grow and experience, and this is all embraced as one. So what you do here is very, very valuable with what you do with the life hat.
Now, do you have the belief that when we come here, we have certain goals or things that we have decided before we come that we want to learn in this lifetime?
I really do, Laura. I really feel that when we're created, we're given a very unique physical body like no one else. We're a unique spirit like no one else. We are given a unique path in life like no one else. And along that path, there are certain things that we're going to go through in life, what I call challenges, rewards, learning, growing. But again, keep in mind that we're not robots here per se. So as we're going through life, we are, again, we're given the gift of choice. So there may be something along our path that is there for us, but we have the ability to choose whether we will go down that path and experience that in challenges and rewards. That's why I share with everyone that, you know, they like to call me many titles in this field. They like to call me, one of them is a psychic, or a psyche medium, or life coach, or life consultant. I just tell everyone, just call me to dinner. I'll be happy, you know. But one of the things they share is a psychic who can see in the future. And I share with them, I personally don't see them, and I don't see the path in the future. I do share with them what are things that are there for them that, per se, in man's time is called future. But they, again, have the choice, even if I relay that message to them, you have the choice to choose whether to accept that or to change that or to experience that.
So we've talked, a fair amount, you and I, and then also on the show today about, you know, the afterlife and our loved ones that have passed on from here. And is that where you spend a fair amount of your attention, or are you pretty much kind of across the board with how you work with people?
Well, I've been defined as having one foot here and one foot there the whole time I'm living. And, you know, and again, I share with everyone, first of all, that I do not use the word, very seldom utilize the word death or dead, because that means an end. There is no end in my personal beliefs and what I've been experienced and what I've been shared with my abilities. There is no end. We simply leave this physical body. We transcend to our body spirit, and what I define as we just simply move on in life and we go on. And so for me, my life is very, the tagline says it all. My life is living life supernaturally. I have a regular life, and I focus on my regular life here so I can experience everything and get the value of life here. But at the same time, with these abilities, I'm also able to have the ability to connect with those around us, and that makes it a very unique perspective of life itself. So
right.
as I'm speaking with you right now, you know that is. It is you and I. I'm focusing on our conversation, but I know there's those that are with me around me at this time and around you at this time. But I'm focusing on our conversation right now, and that's what I do in life as well.
So what happens to us when we do move on or pass on or whatever term you want to call when we die in this physical body?
Well, and again, for me, Laura, I share this. What I'm sharing today, I always share with everyone. I have a creator that one day that my creator, when I complete my path here in my life and I move on, my creator may say, sit down, Rick. We got a lot to talk about because you were wrong on so much.
So this is your opinion. This is your belief. Yes. Okay, I got the disclaimer.
But again, I just truly believe that we have, you know, we are in a physical body, and we just simply, what happens to us is once we complete our path here and our purpose here in this part of our life, we simply leave the physical body and we transcend into our body of spirit, which is all one. I truly believe that within us is a part of us, is our spiritual body. And we are, this physical body is simply for us to live on this earth and to understand the values of life and for us to grow in this life in this physical body. But again, all we do is, once we complete, is we just simply transcend to a body of spirit. There's been so many for me, that throughout my life, and especially the last 12 years, sharing with others and messages, that there's been different experiences in transition. For example, some of those, there's been some who have shared with me that they're in their body of spirit, for example, in a hospital, but they remain, the spiritual body will remain in the physical body because they are doing that. Again, they have the gift of choice. They are choosing to do so for their loved ones around them. and so that they can still connect, you know, in through the physical body with them. I've had others who have immediately, within a, you know, not even recognizing it, or have immediately left the physical body and are saying, you know, they literally tell me, they say, I looked down and there was my body, you know, and they said,
right.
There it was. And so, the transition is very unique for each person.
And then once we are transitioned, what are we doing? I mean, there's probably no such thing as time in that realm,
no.
But being a human, time is my concept, right? You know, so how do we spend our time on the other side?
Well, you know, and I'm very proud that, you know, I'm very proud with every opportunity I have to share that I was raised in a church upbringing, and my grandfather was a very highly respected evangelist. He moved on when I was about a year old, but, you know, I still feel him around me and guiding me. But, you know, growing up, I was shared that when in the faith that I was raised, we was going to be in a place of Ruby Streets of Gold, Pearly Gates. Those who come through for me, they will share with me that it's something we really can't understand here in this physical body, what it's like there. But what they'll do, Laura, is they will share with me, they will say, share with my loved one that I am sitting on the bank, you know, with the fishing pole in my hand. And immediately, when they share that with me, the loved one, for example, may say, "Is he really doing that?" And my reaction to that is, "Well, did he enjoy that here?" And they said, "Oh my," you know, they would say, react with something like, "Oh, he was so much peace. He loved that. He enjoyed that." And I said, "You know, who's to say he's not doing that?
Right,
if it's
right.
not like that there, but at the same time." What he's trying to relate to you is that he, you know, what you just said, he's enjoying life. He's
right.
loving life. He's embracing peace and serenity and without pain. And that's what he's trying to relate to us. But is he fishing on a bank of a lake? Who knows? You know, why not? You know, there's a possibility. So.
right. Exactly. Exactly. Because we can, I mean, I can imagine that we can make it be whatever we want it to be. And
absolutely.
I like to think of it that way. Well, you know, it's time for us to go to a break again. We're just zooming by today. And when we come back, we'll take some calls. So if you want to talk to Rick, now is the time to call in. The number is 800-930-2819. And again, if you want Rick to see, you know, who's around you, who has messages for you, call in at 800-930-2819. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with the Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show. My guest today is psychic medium and life consultant Rick Hayes, and we're talking about the afterlife. And Rick is now going to take calls and give messages for people. And I believe we have a caller, Elaine from Rhode Island. Elaine, are you there?
I am, Laura. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, I'm so excited to have you call in and talk to Rick, so I'll pass you over. Rick, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hello,
Rick. Hi. I'm very nervous, so. I had a boyfriend who, my first love, he died when I was 17. He was 22. He died of a red blood disease. It was called aplastic anemia. And I just feel him all the time. I'm going to talk Brian. So, I wanted to know what you, I guess, what do you do? Do you see?
Okay. I got to share this with you. I do. When you was asking about your boy, your boyfriend, I immediately got the number 19. I feel he wants to talk about when you were 19, even though he's. You said you made him at 17, but 19 seems, the year 19 would seem more specific to him. I also got to share with you, Elaine, you've got a female connection around you, more like a family member around you that has moved on as well. That's been, I feel like she's really been helping you almost for the last 6 years that she's been around you, because you've been having some changes or some things are going on for the last 6 years, and she's been there for you. Almost like to give you some confidence booster, okay?
Okay, I've opened up a new business 6 years ago, so that could
okay. She's around, and a lot of times it will be a grandmother, mother-grandmother type when I get a female like that, but there's been days that she's wanted me to share with you, she's been giving you support to lift your confidence or to motivate you a little bit to say that you can do this. And she's one of those that really does that for you. I want to go back to the boyfriend and me real quickly. He keeps saying year 19. He says when 19, 19, 19. He keeps saying 19. So you said you knew him when you were 17?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. He keeps saying
maybe from when I was 15 to 17, almost 18.
Okay, is there a connection with the 19? Because he keeps bringing up when you were 19.
I was 19.
Yeah.
Could it have been an incident where he made himself known that he was around me, or could it?
I really feel that he's wanting to talk about it. He was still a part of your life, and there was something about you being 19. I don't know what was going on in your life at that time, if he's still acknowledging that. You also said he had a blood situation. I did feel like I need to share this with you. I do feel like that this blood situation was something that I want to say that he really didn't let get himself down about it. He really was very strong with it. It's almost like he wouldn't be the type that would express what he was feeling. I do feel like there was times he was weaker than he expressed. And he's also saying there's something about, I'm also to share with you that saying something about the driver's side. I'm driving this time. He keeps saying I'm driving this time. So he keeps saying that again. I'm driving this time. If you keep thinking about him, or if all of a sudden you just think of him, this is his way of saying hello to you.
I get, like, I find Foley's Clovers all the time. I found patches, and it was like, I love Foley's Clovers, and it seemed like he was always sending me Foley's Clovers.
Yeah, and again, when you have a connection like this, and there is someone, he also wants me to say, and they just tell me things, and I just say it like I hear it, okay? I'm just pretty blunt sometimes, mm-hmm. but he wants me to tell you his pants are not as short as they used to be, okay? So I don't know if he had a tendency to wear pants that were maybe a little bit short. But he's saying they're not as short as they used to be. He wants me to acknowledge that. The person I'm connecting with here, he's got a very good sense of humor. It's almost like he's got this humor that just comes out of nowhere.
Oh, he does. He did. Yes.
I mean, it's almost like one of those you don't expect it. You know, and all of a sudden he'll say something and you just got to start laughing.
Yes, yeah. It still comes in my head. I mean, it's been I'm almost 50 now, and I still feel his presence all the time.
And again, Elaine, with someone, you know, that many years ago, and this is someone that you still feel connected to, there is a reason there. And a lot of that reason is you made a connection with him as part of his life that meant something that made a part of his life, and therefore he's still a part of your life as well.
Wow.
He just gave me two roses.
I know
he wanted me to pass you on to two. I just passed on two roses to you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Elaine, and thanks, Rick, for doing that. And
absolutely.
You know, since we just have a few minutes left until the break, I'm going to take advantage of the situation and ask you for me.
Okay.
Who do you see around me?
I got to share this with you. I do feel there isn't just one. I really feel there's a strong presence of two right now. I feel like there's also it's almost like a male-female type of presence. I got to ask you, Laura, do you have a sister connection?
I do.
Okay. You still here or moved on?
Moved on. I have a sister that I grew up with who passed away 10 years ago.
Okay, because I do feel a sister. I keep hearing the word sister, which is acknowledging me sister. I don't know if there's another chair in where you're sitting now, but she's saying I'm sitting in the chair right now.
Okay.
I kind of feel like this chair will either move or will swivel a little bit, or there's some movement in the chair. So it isn't just like a couch or anything. But she's also wanted me to acknowledge the male that's with her. This could be, I feel like it could be like a grandfather, great-grandfather type. And she keeps pointing at him, and she wants to acknowledge him as well. He's quiet. I don't feel like he's going to talk a lot to me, but he's very quiet. I feel like he's one of those that would think before he would talk. And he's very, very, and she's pointing it at him, so I got to acknowledge him. I do feel like this is on your mom's side as well.
Okay. Yeah, I never knew.
I got to say this. Your sister is very, very, very happy where you're living. She thinks it's absolutely fabulous.
Yay!
And she just, like, she's so excited for you, and she just, you know, and she, I don't know if you've got new bedding or something new with new bedding, but she's talking about the new bedding. Okay, so... I don't know what that's all about.
Which is my favorite color, so.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. She's just very excited for you. And again, whenever we have something going on exciting in our life, they're a part of it, and they're going to be excited for us.
I wonder, do you happen to feel any other female that might be like a sister?
I'm going to ask your sister to help me what your question is, okay? Because I feel very strong with your sister. Would this be a friend connection?
No, I'm thinking, I believe I had another sister that I never knew.
Okay. I got to say this. I really feel like I want to say this, and it may not be the person. You better look around the studio. I think you got a lot of people around you. I got to say, there's also a friend. There was a friend, a female friend connection in your life that just walked in, that she moved on as well. I feel like this was a connection with sickness, so she may have spent some time in the hospital, and this may have happened many years ago. Several years ago, and she just walked up and she wanted to say hello to you as well. I feel like you may have known her, and I feel like it's been more than 20 years since she moved on, but
okay.
She just came forward and said hello to the other person you're asking about. Let me talk to your sister some more. I know we'll be going on break some more here soon, so I'll talk to your sister and Is there a specific reason why you're asking for this other person?
Because I've always felt that it was true, and I don't have any proof of it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it is time to go to break, and then maybe on the break we can find out something about that. But
yeah,
before
we'll do that.
We go to the break, I do want to ask you, Rick, to again give your information for listeners if they want to get in touch with you.
Yes, and I can see right now, Laura, we're going to have like a 3 or 4 hour show together.
You know,
we have a lot to share. Again, my website is lifesgift.com, lifesgift, LIFESGIFT, lifesgift.com. Just go there. They'll have all the information there for you to contact us and all the other places we're going to be a part of all over the country in the next year.
Great. Thank you so much, Rick. I've really enjoyed having you on the show. It's been fun and informative, too.
Okay. And real quick, Laura, I want to share this with you really, really quick. I got the year 1963 with what we're talking about. So there may be a 63 connection there, okay?
Okay. Okay. I'll check into that. We're
going
to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment about how you can change things up and get a different perspective. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome back to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. And today we've been talking with psychic medium Rick Hayes about the afterlife and having him do a few readings for us as well, which I always enjoy that. It's interesting to hear what's going on the other side. And you can find more information about Rick at his website, lifesgift.com. Some other ways to get help in moving forward in life when you're feeling stuck. On Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show, where you can find all of our shows and guests. On Twitter, it's Laura Longley, S-H-O, and always at my website, thelauralongleyshow.com. We've had lots of really great guests on the show that bring different perspectives and different information. You can listen to the archives at any time at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you want to get written transcripts of the show, then sign up for the weekly newsletter, and that will give you access to the written transcripts. And you can sign up for that in the right sidebar at thelauralongleyshow.com. Well, at the beginning of the show, I shared that I've been riding the bus the past few days since my car is not here with me anymore. And I noticed that I'm seeing things that I didn't see when I was driving the exact same routes where I'm riding the bus. And I noticed it on Saturday when I rode the bus for the first time. And then when I rode the bus for the second time yesterday, I noticed it again, and I connected it to the fact that I had noticed it on Saturday too. And that's where I really went, huh, I think that that is because when I'm not driving, I can pay attention to other things. And, you know, it wasn't like I had any huge aha, but it did really point out to me that we can get a different perspective on life or an issue just by changing things up a little bit. So when I'm driving, I'm focused on what the other drivers are doing and where do I need to go and do I need to change lanes or turn left here or whatever. And when I'm riding the bus, I'm free to be really more meditative almost, where I can be in the present moment and just notice. I guess when I'm driving, I would hope I'm in the present moment too, although I am planning ahead when I have to get off the freeway or whatever. So that is one way that I just happened to notice in the past few days that making a small change in what I'm doing led me to really have a different perspective. And so I want to share with you some ways that you might get a different perspective. And this harkens back to the conversation I had a few weeks ago with Stuart Young, who's written the book, How to Change Your Life One Day at a Time. And on that show, Stu and I were talking about how there's actually scientific evidence by changing a small thing in your life, you can really shift your life in general. Well, this is kind of more of the same, but getting more concrete and specific about things you might change. So one of the things that you could do to help you get yourself get a new perspective is you can do what I did, which is switch up your transportation and walk or ride the bus instead of driving. Or if you already do that, drive instead of riding the bus and just see what you notice, see what's different. You can take a different route to and from work or the store or school or any place that you go regularly where you always go the same way. And we get in those habits. I mean, how many times have you driven to work and not even really realized that you had driven there, that you just get there and it's like, oh, I'm here, and not even noticed along the way? Well, if you take a different route, you have to pay a lot more attention, and that can help us get a different perspective. You can change your schedule around. If when you get up in the morning, you usually take a shower and get dressed and then eat breakfast, do it in reverse order. Just do it in a different order. You're still doing all the same things, but you're getting out of your routine. And I think part of what happens, and this is me making this up, but it makes sense to me, I think part of what happens when we do that is we have to use a different part of our brain. When we're in our routine, we're just going through it by rote. We're not even thinking, we're just doing. And when we change things up, we actually have to think about what we're doing. You could change the time of day that you work out. If you usually go right after work, maybe you go right before work. Move a bedtime ritual to first thing in the morning. I know for me, one of my bedtime rituals is I have a gratitude practice right before I go to bed at night where I thank God for the things that I am grateful for from that day. Well, I could just as easily do that in the morning, or I could even change it up to where I thank God for things that I will be grateful for that are going on that day. And if you want to go deeper with this and do something that's less, I don't want to say superficial, because these changes are superficial, but they have a deeper effect. But if you want to go deeper with really starting to change your perspective on your thoughts and your beliefs, then I really encourage you to check out The Work, Byron Katie's The Work. And if you missed the show yesterday, Byron Katie was on the show yesterday, and you can go and listen to the archive. I haven't posted it just yet, but in the next day or two, the archive will be up on the website that you can go and listen if you missed it yesterday. But in The Work, it really is questioning what we believe, what we tell ourselves. Her very first question is to take a situation and ask yourself, is this true? And then the second question is, can I know absolutely that this is true? So that's the way to get started with shifting your perspective and shifting beliefs that are not serving you, that are causing suffering for you. So whether you take it at the more routine level where you're just changing up your daily routine, or you go to doing the work, try making just a small change and see how that affects your life. Because anytime we do something different, our life is going to be different. I want to remind you about the newsletter that I send out weekly, and I haven't done a very good job of it the past 3 weeks because of my move. My brain has just not been able to handle much else, although I have been sending out reminders the day of the show. But you can sign up for the newsletter at TheLauraLongleyShow.com. If you go to my Facebook page, which is also The Laura Longley Show, you'll also get the same types of announcements. And go there and look at the pictures from my new apartment. My view is fabulous. And I would also love to get your suggestions for guests you'd like to see on the show. You can email me, Laura@TheLauraLongleyShow.com. I want to thank my guest today, Rick Hayes, for sharing so much great information and insight on the afterlife, as well as doing the readings for myself and Elaine. It's always wonderful to hear about our loved ones that are around us. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. What a wonderful time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And now, every Monday, except the second Monday of the month, at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. And I also want to let you know that if you go to KKNW.com, you can watch and listen at the same time. There are studios, cameras in the studio for the Monday show. So you can actually see me. I don't know if I'm excited about that or not, but you can see me if you go to KKNW. Next Tuesday on the Laura Longley Show, I'll be talking with Dr. Sherry Campbell, author of Loving Yourself, The Mastery of Being Your Own Person. I hope you can join us. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Transform. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.